Hey, yo, we was having a ball, and, you know, they asked me to get on the mic, and they asked me, can I kick it? Word. Can I kick it? Yes, you can.
Today is going to be a little bit of a different show. I'm going to give my feedback and my perspective, my humble opinion, and my experience why I left the group named Arete. Arete is basically a networking group, a mentorship group run by Ed Milet, Andy Frisella, Emily Frisella, and their team. What I'm going to do is I'm going to break down my experience of being there for 2 years, and I don't know exactly how much I spent. I think it was around the $50,000 mark. And I'm going to give you guys this experience and my perspective and advice coming from how I dealt with things incorrectly and how I dealt with things well. But speaking of advice, one of the best pieces of advice I ever received regarding Arete was by a buddy of mine who has been a member with Arete from the start in 2018. These people are referred to as OGs, OG members. And that piece of advice when I was talking to him about the situation was, Chris, quote, treat it like a hobby, end quote. He told me to treat the group like a hobby. And if I had received that advice in the beginning, I would have followed it, but I received it at the end and it made a lot of sense because it was super true. And I think it's really important to articulate one thing in particular before I get into the nitty gritty. That is, I have the utmost respect for the founders, Andy, Ed, Emily, and their team. They did a great job overall. They really did. Their curriculum is world-class. However, the community within the Facebook group is a completely different story. And I've talked to a lot of people about this. They sought me out to try to help change it on numerous occasions, being the type of person that I am. I've talked to hundreds of people, and the story has been the same, which is the Facebook group and the community. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to explain to you what I saw so you understand my perspective. This by no means is to do anything other than give perspective. Okay. The people of the Facebook group. I was trying to figure out how to explain the people within the community. And I ended up falling on this example because I think that it articulates the 2,000 or so people in the community in the Facebook group the best. And what it comes down to is you have three types of people in that Facebook group. You have wolves, you have sheep, and you have sheepdogs. So let me explain. I have no data to back up this percentages. I'm just giving you my perception. About 90% of the people in the group are sheep. They're good people. They're wholeheartedly good people. They just don't know any better. They don't really know much about personal development. They don't really know how to run a business. They don't really know much about life. That's exactly why they're in the group, and so they should be. The sheep. It's not a derogatory term. It's just, this is the example I'm using. So about 90% of the people in the group are sheep. And then you have about 9% that are wolves. These wolves are predators. They prey on the sheep and those who don't know any better, which is 90%. These people were easy to see. They were typically very loud in the Facebook group, very loud, commenting on everything, and they were the authority. And they fooled everyone into thinking that they were important, as most people really didn't know any better. They were really easy to see for me. But some of them, those wolves were very skilled in manipulation, in persuasion, and sales. And that's what made them very dangerous because the people that they preyed on didn't know any better. And those wolves got really great at moving money out of the sheep's pockets into their pockets. Then you have 1% of us that are sheepdogs. Sheepdogs historically protect the sheep from wolves. Sheepdogs expose wolves in this case. In this case, calling them out. In this case, calling them out in the community. However, historically, in the reality of the sheep, sheepdog, wolf situation, in nature, in life, in the circle of life, sheepdogs are the ones who protect the sheep when they're being preyed on by the wolves. When the wolves come to try to kill the sheepdogs actually protect them and kill the wolves. Now, here's the thing. Most sheep, once they started to get the idea of what was happening, they were very quiet about it. And they would complain behind the scenes, not publicly. And many, we're talking dozens, if not hundreds, came to me directly for help. And, you know, my style has never been like drama, like dramatizing with people on the phone. I would hold the wolves accountable. And that didn't sit well with them. But I also educated the sheep on realities of the situation, which also didn't sit well with the wolves. Before I move on, these wolves claimed they were entrepreneurs. The interesting thing about it is, from what I saw over the course of 2 years, these entrepreneurs had coaching businesses, and their coaching business wouldn't be a business without Arete, because all of their customers were in Arete, the sheep. They had no personal brands. They would just run their business from people in Arete. That's not entrepreneurship. That's monetizing a Facebook group. That's not yours. Which leads me to my next subject. There was very little to no management or regulation within that community, that Facebook community. There was no structure. There was no leadership. People just did wild stuff, often using the group to build their social media following, constantly posting in it, constantly sales pitching people, constantly commenting on things they had no right or knowledge to comment on. But because they were loud and they were wolves and they were good at manipulating, they fooled people into thinking that they were the authority. Outside of that, it was wild how many spammy sales ads were seen on a daily basis, which I found odd given there were rules of the Facebook group being no self-promotion. But none of it was enforced, or as far as I saw. I'm sure there are examples where it was enforced. It just wasn't very obvious or often. So here's the irony. You have multimillionaires running nine-figure companies in that group. And you have little Johnny who wants to open a business. And little Johnny asks a question, and that nine-figure multimillionaire entrepreneur comments on little Johnny's post to try to help that guy and responds to little Johnny's question, maybe about their first hire or opening their company. And no one pays attention to that multimillionaire running a nine-figure business because they're not loud in the group and they're not that big, bad wolf who's fooled everyone and is now the authority in the group. Side note, most, if not all, the wolves have zero evidence of doing much other than reading some books, listening to some podcasts, attending personal development events, and regurgitating information. Then went on to regurgitate that information and sell their services as an authority only in Arete because they don't actually have a business without Arete. So fun fact, in 2018, when Arete first marketed them as a group and they were opening, I was accepted into the original OG group. However, at that point in my life in 2018, I decided not to join. When 2020 came around, I decided to join a couple years later. So I could have been the OG. Maybe my gut was right by not joining. That is something that I have to decide upon myself. But something that I know for a fact is this, that I played myself. I played myself. I'm not pointing the blame at anyone. It's my own fault of the experience. And I hung on too long with the group than I should have. I really should have only been in for about a year. I should have left the second year, but I wrote it out because I wanted to help people and protect them. But the way that I played myself was the core values. So someone like me has had personal core values since 2004. Entering the military, core values are jammed down your throat. But since leaving the military, core values, I always had them. And I've had them in my companies for over a decade. Core values are taught as a fundamental subject in Arete for people to have and run their companies off of. It's usually a new topic for many people in that group. Someone like me, who's been doing it for 20 years, 10 years in my own companies, I took Arete's core values to heart, but no one else did. And I honestly thought I was going to be around a group of 2,000 peers. 2,000 peers, elite entrepreneurs. As the marketing and copy is excellent for Arete, painting that picture. But I was very wrong. Most people, those sheep, have no direction and repeat what the founders say. For instance, if Andy Frisella sends an email out, they screenshot it and put it on their stories, tagging him, hoping that he sees it. And I get it. I respect that. However, it's a little redundant. And when I say people have no direction is because they're just following him, and that's fine. But they're not peers. And that's how I played myself. This is understandable. However, it was a bit annoying every time I opened Instagram and everybody's story was the email that just went out. Same with Ed. And I realized there weren't thousands of people that were my peers. I realized very quickly that there were thousands of people in that group that I could help and protect rather than learn from and be around peers. And so I did that for years straight. I just helped everyone. The first year I was there, I just lined up calls to help people for free, to build relationships with them and give them that attainable, achievable person that's not out of touch. I'm right here. You can speak to me, unlike the founders, which I understand you can't speak to the founders, but you can speak to me and I can give you the reality of the situation. And that's what I did for 2 years straight. However, along the way, I did meet a few really cool people. I can count on two hands how many people were awesome and one hand of really good people in there. I was fortunate enough to meet a couple people a step or two ahead of me. And we're friendly. We're friends now. But standing up to the wolves, which I did, they actually, or so I'm told, the wolves approached Andy Frisella and told him to have me removed for holding them accountable. Of course, this is just from their perspective, and this is just hearsay. However, the person that told me was in the room. And Andy's response, given him being a sheepdog too, and I'm sure he's been in the situation that I've been in, was this, quote, "Prove it. Prove that he is doing what he's doing," end quote. So all in all, I wasn't removed. I voluntarily left. But that's how hard these wolves tried to get me to remove from the group, outside of other things like drama and rumors and, you know, basically high school stuff. But all in all, I was very surprised how much drama was in Arete. It reminded me of two things. Number one, it reminded me of high school. Very dramatic. Who's doing what? Who can't close what sale? Who's sleeping with who? Who's cheating on who? And it wasn't me going to look for this. It was the people of the group coming to me and telling me. But here's the thing. I'm building three companies, all scaling at incredible rates. I don't care who can't do what, who's sleeping with who. I don't care. If there was a problem and someone needed help, that's one thing. But I'm not about the high school drama. And the other thing that it reminded me of was the fitness industry. The fitness industry is full of eggshell egos. cannot be wounded, like glass jaw. You tap them on the jaw and they crumble. Just eggshell egos, right? And it was very much like that. Very ego-driven, very unaware people that thought they were special, especially these wolves, right? And it was a very clicky environment with so much drama. I honestly wondered how these people ran businesses talking so much smack about each other. And worst of all was the eggshell egos everywhere. Here's a story about an eggshell ego. Just a quick story. Someone gets referred over to me. A friend of mine at the time says, you need to meet this person. And I said, okay, I'll meet this person. So this person schedules a call with me. You know, I get on the call, we talk, so on and so forth. And he asks me, he goes, are you a military guy? And I was like, yeah, you know, I served 5 years in the Army. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, no one's perfect. And I thought to myself, all right, well, this guy's probably a Marine because that's how we treat each other, like Army and Marines. And I said, oh, you're a Marine. And he goes, no, my father was. And I was like, so what do you mean about the not being perfect? He's like, well, Army is not nearly as good as the Marines. And I was like, that's what your father told you, huh? And he was like, yeah, yeah. So moving on. And I was like, uh-huh. Okay. Not going to tackle that one, guy. But that's the type of person, regardless of Marine, Army, that you deal with. They think they know things, and you can't tell them differently because their eggshell ego can't handle it. Here's one part of the experience that honestly led to me removing myself from this community was the drastic lack of respect. So you might not be able to see it because the camera isn't zoomed in on the words that are here, but this is one of my companies, Warrior Consulting, and our core values are widely available to be seen. And one of them is respect. Treat others with dignity. Respect has been a core value of mine and my company's for 20 years of myself personally and about 10 years professionally. And the drastic lack of respect was incredible. Now, I get it. Like, I could be very triggering to people because I will tell them brashly and bluntly that they're probably doing the wrong thing, or you shouldn't rip that person off, or don't take them for a ride for 20 grand. That's not right. You're not really an entrepreneur. You're just monetizing a Facebook group. You have no entrepreneurial history. You're just a coach, and your coaching business wouldn't be if you weren't in this group. You know, I would tell people what they don't want to hear because they're ripping people off, and that would trigger them. And I wouldn't do it in an aggressive manner, but, you know, I would hold people accountable. And the things that I was told was incredibly disrespectful. And I mean, I was just treated like a POS, just a piece of crap. One guy who I watched rip people off by selling them watches. I'm a watch dealer. I watched him take a customer for a ride and told him not to do it and said, that's not a good look, man. And he did it, and then cut me out of a deal for 50 grand or so. And when I merely said, wow, dude, that's all I said, wow, dude, he came at me with fighting words. If I was at a different place in my life, like maybe 10, 15 years ago, I would have fought this guy. I mean, he was just coming at me with slurs and derogatory comments. The type of guy that has never been slapped across the face. Never. And I didn't threaten violence. I just blocked him, honestly. I was like, okay, cool, man. It's not about fighting. I'm just saying, at a different point in my life, or another human would have fought this guy. And I haven't been talked to so poorly by people in such a long time that I can count on one hand how terribly I've been spoken to in probably the past decade by people, and three of them are from Arate. But not directly sitting in front of me. This is their weapon of choice. The typical keyboard warrior. One of them I actually wanted to like send my address and be like, you are welcome to come tell me this in person. Please, please. But that's not who I am anymore. It would have been funny. It was actually surprising how derogatory these people got. And it's the eggshell ego and ignorance and projection, of course, but from behind a keyboard. Here's the thing. All of these people know who I am. And most of them know my experiences. If I were them, and I was talking derogatory to me, and I know you can't see it because I have a hat on, but I have cauliflower in both ears from 15 years of mixed martial arts. I've been to war twice. I would be the last person I would talk smack to. But these people are just, you know, unaware, to say the least. So before I close it up, I'm going to tell you one more story that really encapsulates my entire Arte experience. I was sitting down at dinner with one Arte person and two people that were on my team. And we were sitting there eating wings, and we started to talk about health and fitness. We started to talk about sleep. Now, my background is in health and fitness. Feel free to Google me if you don't know my background. I've had a six-pack for 15 years. I get a gold star when I go to the hospital. I'm very rarely sick. I own gyms. I've been a personal trainer. I've changed tens of thousands of people's lives through nutrition because I went to school for it. And this person started telling me what is right and wrong when it comes to health and fitness and sleep on a high horse. And I was like, yeah, you know, I could see that perspective. However, the reality of the situation is this. Now, this person is morbidly obese, sitting in front of me, stuffing wings down their mouth, telling me I'm wrong about nutrition, exercise, and sleep. And I told this person, sleep does that too when it comes to recovery. I know that this person didn't sleep well at the time. And I do, because I've studied the topic and teach it or taught it. And I went on to explain that when you sleep 8 hours a night and you hit your REM cycles, you secrete human growth hormone in your REM cycles, or your rapid eye movement, which is what it stands for, which the human growth hormone is the principle in your recovery. And I'm being very layman's right now, but that's the actual health-based free explanation and the answer, not this Bremer thing that's biohacking. But what do I know? I'm not a wolf in Arte. You have a morbidly obese person telling me how to diet, how to exercise, and how to biohack. That is Arte in a nutshell, because Ed Milet has a Bremer, or whatever the hell the thing is called. In closing, would I do it again? No, I wouldn't. However, I played myself. There's a reason why I didn't join the first round, and it holds true. I'm happy to have learned from this experience, and most notably, meeting some really good friends and having one-on-one conversations with the founders, Ed and Andy and Emily. They're super cool, who are classy, and they're stand-up people, and they're hyper accomplished. But no, I wouldn't do it again. That's my perspective. That's my experience. Overall, over 2 years and, you know, a good amount of money invested in, I learned. And I learned what wasn't good for me. And one of the best decisions that I made was removing myself from that group. Immediately, the drama that came to me in my life was shut off, because I don't do it. I don't do drama. And interestingly, even after the fact, I still dealt with a couple situations. And I talked to one of my buddies who's an international best-selling author, and I think he's getting close to 60. And I presented him this situation, and he goes, Chris, what's the pattern here with these people? Where did you meet them? I said, I met him in this group Arte. And he goes, well, there's your pattern. If you don't want to deal with the situation, cut off the pattern. And he was right. So for some people, this group might be a great thing. For others, it was a learning experience. I encourage you to do what's right for you. What was right for me was to help a bunch of people, make some friends, hold some people accountable, expose some frauds, and move on. But all in all, find what's good for you. Do what's good for you, as that's what's most important. Yes,
can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm born.
Born, then.
Can I kick it to my tribe that flows in layers? Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yank your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game.